sports, politics, life. 360 Document Solutions presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at 360documentsolutions.com.
There's a compliment and I guess an insult in the fact that Kansas basketball maybe is the biggest sports story of the week in the Midwest. And the compliment obviously is Kansas basketball is a really, really, really big deal and has hundreds of thousands of into the millions of fans in the Midwest or certainly around the country. The insult is they probably wouldn't be the biggest story in sports if anybody currently playing sports this time of year was any good at all. The Royals are just dreadful. And Sporting and the women's soccer team haven't won a game yet this year. So Kansas has been front and center. A lot of this started as Bill Self was at, I believe, in Hutchinson at a couple of events that he did some media conferences with and talked about a wide variety of issues. And one of the things that came up or didn't come up is perhaps the biggest story of the week. There was a lot of talk about recruiting. Kansas has now gotten a commitment from Nick Timberlake, a shooter from the East Coast. I think he's from Massachusetts originally, and he shot about 40% last year. This is a transfer portal player. Bill Self says he needs some size on the wing and some shooting. They lost most of their three-point shooting, and they got a veteran dude here that's going to come in, so that is good news for Kansas. They're recruiting a bunch of other transfer portal players. We don't really do heavy recruiting here on this podcast. There's plenty of places on the internet to follow all of those things if you'd like to check those out. But subsequent to that, you know, we saw some quotes from Bill Self saying, look, we need to be really good in the transfer portal to have any kind of a team this year. We don't have a basketball team yet. We need some veteran guys, and we need some players. We need a big man, and they're looking at a big man out of Michigan that if they get him, it looks like they'll pretty much have every piece they need. So you would think that Bill Self would be as good in the transfer portal as he is recruiting younger players, which he's been great at, obviously, at Kansas. But then we get a report on Tuesday that, and this was really interesting, that there was a podcast series released called 30 for 30 by ESPN. This is not the TV show. This is a podcast. It's by a female reporter at ESPN that's an investigative journalist that's been there a long time. And this podcast is slickly produced, but boy, is it slow and boring. It is four episodes. It's well over 2 hours long. It's in-depth, and it basically centers around a former Kansas basketball player named Billy Preston. You may recall Billy Preston is at the center of what got Kansas initially in trouble with the NCAA. He was tied to the Adidas bagmen, the money that was being paid. He famously wrecked his car one day, sliding into a curb, and they ran the plates on the car and the registration and found out it was not registered to him or his mom, and it got really complicated and weird after that. And Kansas at that point said, look, Billy Preston can't play because this has been found out or something, and he never did play at Kansas. You know the story from there, likely. He and Silvio D'Souza took money from Adidas reps, and Kansas was steadfast in telling anyone that wanted to listen, we had no idea, we have nothing to do with it, despite the fact that Bill Self had texts along the way to these, you know, bag men, hey, we got to get some guys. I mean, there literally are text messages from the coach to the bagman, we got to get some guys like Duke and Carolina. And it became part of this investigation. Kansas took a different tack than Louisville, North Carolina State, and Arizona, all of whom received light penalties for their coaches. But I think in each case, every one of those coaches is gone from those schools. So there was enough going on that they got rid of their coach. Kansas took a different stance. They dug in, gave a lifetime contract to Bill Self, and said, we did nothing wrong, and our coach didn't know. Bill Self went off all on his own and hired his own lawyer, in addition to the lawyers that were handling the Kansas case, and began to defend himself against the NCAA. This thing has dragged on forever. The NCAA got blamed. The IARP, which is the independent board that was doing these investigations, is no longer. There are two final cases they'll rule on, LSU and Kansas. We've learned all that this week after the Billy Preston podcast came out. So one thing at a time before I share the big headline here, and that is the interesting timing of all of this. The podcast comes out on Tuesday, and Billy Preston says stuff that we've not heard public before. He says, you know, Kansas said they were the victim in this investigation. Billy Preston says KU was no victim. Okay? And he went on to say about the coaches, Self and Townsend, quote, they know what was going on. They put the whole thing together and set it up. KU was the whole reason we met, meaning we, my family, and TJ Gasnola and the people from Adidas. So Billy Preston has basically come out and said, of course the coaches knew about it. He talked in the podcast about one day spending a day at Bill Self's house and the way recruiting was and the way things were around Bill Self, that he liked to show you around what Billy Preston called his mansion in Lawrence, all the different rooms that he had, the game rooms, all the cool stuff that Bill Self. And look, this is not a knock. I'd probably be the same way. If I were Bill Self, I'd probably be the same way. Everybody that knows Bill Self knows that he loves to brag about his salary. He loves to brag that he's the highest paid guy. He loves to brag about the money that he has and the things that he has. And he loves his stuff. He loves his mansion and his rooms and all his cool toys and, you know, all the things that he does. He even apparently names dishes, food dishes, for himself at his home and feeds them to the players. He has the players over, and he said, Billy Preston said, what I really loved was the Bill Self pasta. Bill Self doesn't make it. I don't know who made it, whether it was his wife or they've got a chef there or whatever, but it's some sort of buffalo chicken pasta that he loves, and he's named it the Bill Self pasta, and he brings the players in. We got the Bill Self room, and we got the Bill Self game room. We got the Bill Self pool. We got the Bill Self pasta, and it's just one selfie schmooze after another. So we know that about him, and it works. You have to be that way in college basketball. Trust me, this is not an insult. This is just, it's all coming out now. And what Preston and his mom and his mom's girlfriend were saying in this podcast is pretty enlightening as to the way that things went. Well, Preston makes it sound like behind his back, the mom and the girlfriend were taking all this money from KU and from Adidas to get him to go to Kansas, and he did. And he is now speaking out saying, and his mom, especially Nicole Player, is speaking out saying, look, this Kansas is a victim thing is a joke. If there was any victim in any of this, it was us. We took money, but then got thrown under the bus for taking the money. And Kansas publicly went out and said, we're the victim, and acted like they didn't even know who I was or Billy was or anybody was. What we don't know from this podcast, what we don't know in any of this, is if they told that to the NCAA. We don't know. Now, this has been going on for over 5 years. Here's what the most interesting part of the podcast series was. They dropped all four episodes on Tuesday, and they're all pretty long. And it's a very slow-moving podcast. I like to think my podcast moves pretty quickly. That we get a lot of topics in, we keep it going. I speak with an urgency and a pace, hopefully keep you informed or entertained with what it is that we're doing. This one is slow. Think of NPR or public television. That's kind of what it's like. It's slickly produced. It's well done. No argument there. It comes out on Tuesday. On Wednesday and into Thursday, we get leaks and reports that Kansas was in front of the independent resolution panel last weekend for 3 days. So we figure Thursday, Friday, Saturday, they were in Indianapolis in front of the independent resolution panel. That was closing arguments, basically for Kansas. They went, they gave their closing argument. It's over. This case is done. It is over. There is no appeal. There is nothing. Kansas sits back now and waits, presumably for several weeks. And at some point this summer, the independent resolution panel will give out its punishment to Kansas, whatever it is. Again, keeping in mind, Arizona, Louisville, NC State went through the same process, same Adidas people, same stuff. Now, they did this differently. They got rid of their coaches. They fessed up right away, and they're on the back end and through it all. Louisville was terrible this year, but their punishment was not that harsh. Kansas went a different direction, and we'll see how it plays out. So this ended over the weekend for Kansas. There's nothing else Kansas can do at this point. It's over. Whatever the NCAA says cannot be appealed. If it's a 1 year postseason ban and Bill Self is suspended for 10 games, that's what the punishment is, and you can't appeal it. It just is whatever it is. So this is coming out. It ended last weekend. On Tuesday, ESPN puts out its 30 for 30 podcast with all these comments from Billy Preston. It is important to note that ESPN and Kansas are business partners. Nobody's talking about this part. This is all too random for me. Okay, this is how slick Kansas is, and I mean that in a positive way. You want your athletic department to do everything they possibly can to leverage their power, their blue blood stature, their television ratings, whatever they can, to benefit Kansas. I don't know if Billy Preston and his family told all this stuff to the NCAA. They may have been called by the NCAA and said, we're not talking. We're not doing any of this. Billy Preston, his mom, believes that, you know, he was the victim and went from a first-round NBA draft choice to playing in Bosnia because of the way KU handled this. One would think he might, and they might have spoken to the NCAA. But we don't know that. But how random is it, after all these years, that this series of comments and big-time slams against Kansas by Preston and his family come out 48 hours after KU has concluded its case with the IARP? And so anything that's being said in these podcasts now is not part of this case. It's over. The case is over. The IARP is done. These are their last two cases, LSU and Kansas. They met with the LSU people a couple of months ago, so that ruling will come out before Kansas, possible punishment. I don't know what this all means. I really don't. It's just there's no way this all happened in 1 week. This is absolutely impossible. There's no way. This podcast series was held, folks, is where I'm going. For whatever reason, this series of podcasts about Kansas basketball and Billy Preston, which a lot of people are listening to and are finding very interesting on ESPN's 30 for 30 podcasts, there is no way that just came out on a Tuesday after the KU case was closed. There is no chance that that is random. After 5 years, you know what, 1,500 days and 48 hours after it's done, this thing comes out? No. So good work there, however that worked out. Good work there. But the verdict will be coming for Kansas this summer. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how this plays out. Again, Kansas is hoping, and a lot of people believe this will be a very light punishment because the punishments in Arizona, Louisville, and North Carolina State were light. The cases for LSU and Kansas are a little different in that Bill Self was caught via text, basically recruiting or you know, lining up whatever you got to do for us, Adidas guys, with them. And Will Wade, who was the coach of LSU, is caught on audio. A phone conversation was recorded, and they have audio of him cheating. So that'll be, I think Will Wade has moved on, is now at McNeese State. Again, every other school that's been in this got rid of their coach. Kansas didn't. So some are thinking, well, the punishment will be different for Kansas because they played this differently. They gave a life. Not only did Kansas not get rid of its coach, they gave him a lifetime contract. Will the panel see something like that differently than other schools who said, you caught us, our bad, we're getting rid of our coach? Sean Miller was out. Rick Pitino was out. We saw these coaches leave these schools, and it was over, and they moved on and wanted to get it behind them. Kansas has never had that posture, ever. They've dug in and said, our coach didn't do anything wrong. He didn't know anything, and we're giving him a lifetime contract, and we will fight you the whole way. Then, shockingly, last year, at the beginning of the year, last summer, they said, well, we pulled Bill Self off the road from recruiting. He's off the road, and then we're suspending him ourselves for 4 games at the start of the year. It was a complete 180 by Kansas, apparently at that point trying to tell the NCAA, okay, you caught us. We're going to do some things to ourselves here, and maybe that'll be enough. Will it be? I don't know. But a wild week around Kansas basketball and this Billy Preston podcast coming out. And then we learn right after it comes out that Kansas was meeting with the panel last weekend, and it is over. That's the good news for Kansas. It's over. Whatever punishment, if any punishment, comes out will be at some point this summer, it is believed. And it is finally over with the University of Kansas and the NCAA. The Chiefs news leading up to the draft, there's something out there a lot more interesting for me than the actual draft. Because, the draft has never meant less. When you have your quarterback and you have your coach and you've won 2 Super Bowls, it just doesn't mean as much. It can't mean as much as it used to. It used to be, this is our hope for becoming better and maybe finding a way to win a Super Bowl. Well, you've already won 2, and you've got the pieces in place to win more. So once you have that, the draft clearly doesn't mean as much. For draft Knicks, of course it's fun. It's important. You want to know who they're going to. But to me, I can't even get too wound up right now on whether they take a pass rusher. You know, I just don't like linemen in the first round. You know that, offensive linemen. The only passion I can build up is please don't draft an offensive tackle with the first pick. There's going to be a guy in the third round that's going to be almost as good, maybe just as good. Just don't. Mahomes makes the line. You can't have the worst line in the league, but the Chiefs every single year could have the 15th best line And Mahomes will have that line grayed out at number five because the way he moves around and the plays that he makes. He just will. He's that good. He makes the line better. Whatever the Chiefs' line ranking is, it's 10 spots higher than it would have been with another quarterback. That's just all you got to know. So line isn't my thing. I'll go anywhere other than that. I like that. I would love to see, if I could pick one player in the draft, I would love to see the NFL continue its trend of not respecting running backs very much and letting them fall and drop and drop and fall, and Bijan Robinson coming to Kansas City. That would be my pick. If I could take anybody in this draft right now, I think if I could take him, any, you know, the wide receivers are all kind of bunched together. There's a whole bunch of them, but not one of them really stands out. I think if I could take any player in the draft, it would be Bijan Robinson, if I'm the Chiefs. Give me a franchise running back to go with my franchise quarterback for the next 5 to 7 years while Patrick Mahomes is playing from age 28 to 35 and Andy Reid can still coach, and I'm on my way. How are you gonna defend the Chiefs if they actually had a running game and a running back that can get hard yards and bust you for big plays? Woo! I mean, Jerick McKinnon comes into the offense and becomes a good player. We watched Jerick McKinnon last year, what, score in 6 straight games? Scored a touchdown? Jerick McKinnon's a journeyman. He's a journeyman. And you say, you may be saying, well, look, great, just plug some guys in. The Chiefs have those players. Pacheco's here. We like Pacheco. We like his motor, but come on. Pacheco's not a stud. What if you had a top 3 running back in the NFL to go with the best quarterback? Then what? Now, there are some people out there that believe the Eagles are all over this, and the Eagles want Bijan Robinson in the worst possible way, and they're thinking if they have Jalen Hurts and Bijan Robinson, good luck beating us. And they're probably right. Truth be told, the Eagles are probably right. So it could be the pursuit of two teams. I mean, the two teams that probably want Bijan Robinson the worst are the two that were in the Super Bowl last year. And I know the logic in this league is not, you just don't go after the running back. He doesn't make your team. That's right. But when you're the two teams that were just in the Super Bowl and neither one of you have a great running back and you have a chance to add that, that's where you covet the running back. Not when you're the worst team in the league. When you're the worst team in the league, you want the quarterback, not the running back. The Eagles and the Chiefs have their quarterback. That's the teams that would value having a running back like that. So it'd be pretty interesting. But maybe the biggest news to come out of the pre-draft news conferences with Andy Reid and Brett Veach and all the stuff that leads up to the draft is a conversation about Patrick Mahomes. We've watched Jalen Hurts become the highest paid player in NFL history in the past week. Chiefs brass were asked about this. Andy Reid said, basically, it'll all take care of itself. Patrick's our boy. It's all good. Brett Veach went into greater detail. And remember, Mahomes signed his contract in 2020. So he played that year. He's played 3 years with that contract. And he may go into a fourth year this year with that contract. If he doesn't, if they redo it before this year, which just doesn't seem likely, but anything's possible. If they redo it, it'll be friendly enough to where it'll all be kicked down the road so it doesn't affect the cap in the next year or two. Everything has to do with the salary cap. Brett Veach was pretty open. He said, timing's everything with this. We're waiting on Joe Burrow and Justin Herbert to get their contracts. When they get their contracts, we will. He said, we have a unique and special relationship with Patrick and his agents. And they know that as soon as Burrow and Herbert get their contracts, basically what Veach is saying without saying it in the words that I'm using right here, he says, we're going to reset the bar for paying quarterbacks. We're going to go ahead and let everybody get paid around the league. Then we're going to blow that through the roof and set the new bar. That their goal as an organization, they're saying this out loud and I love it. Their goal as an organization is every time everyone else gets re-signed, all the big quarterbacks, because Hurts got his, we've seen all these quarterbacks get their deals. Every time that happens, we're going to reset the bar with Patrick Mahomes. We're going to let it all play out, then we're going to blow the roof off of it and go above and beyond it with Patrick. And I think if you're Mahomes and the agent and they're telling you that, you have no reason to not believe him at this point. And if they're saying it publicly, now they have to do it. I can't believe they're saying that publicly, but it's coming. At some point after Burrow and Herbert sign their deals in Cincinnati and Chargers, I have a hard time saying LA Chargers, in the Chargers and Bengals, after they get their deals, the Chiefs are ready to pony up and do it all over again with Patrick Mahomes and set an NFL record for a new contract for him. I say good for the Chiefs. I also say good for you this weekend. If you're car shopping and you're looking at a GM product, Roberts Robinson is the place to go in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or just log on to robertsrobinson.com. You know, it used to matter. You would shop for a car really close to your house. It doesn't matter anymore. I mean, you literally could buy your car from a dealership in Phoenix, and they'd get it here and get it to you, and you know, whatever. That's the beauty of the internet. That's the beauty of customer service at Roberts Robinson. Their customer service is just better. They'll if you live in the Kansas City, they're just going to bring it to you. They'll bring the sales rep out to your house. They'll do everything in your driveway. You sign the papers right there. They give you the complete, rundown of everything on the car. They show you how everything works, where all the devices are. They ask you if you have any questions. They'll spend a good hour with you, training you how to drive your new ride, where all the cool features are. It's a great way to do it. They're also the home of the lifetime warranty. You just don't get that everywhere else. It's included in every new Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC at Roberts Robinson. Just call Tim on the showroom floor. Say, I'd like to build mine. I'd like to build one. Or do you have this in stock or can you find it? 816-826-1563. Shopping for a new GM from Roberts Robinson on your laptop or your computer can be a lot easier than driving around dealer to dealer. Check them out online, robertsrobinson.com. Great weekend to visit bstock.net in Olathe. They've got a whole bunch of great stuff going on right now. They have a few leftover appliances, brand new, and a couple scratch and dent. They got to be gone. Okay, they're dropping these down to cost. That's it. Wholesale. Save hundreds on appliances. I can't describe for you everything that they have. This is one of those things where you go out there. If you know somebody getting a starter home or these things have to fit. If you're building or remodeling your kitchen right now, if Cross Kitchens is out there remodeling your kitchen and you can build a space for a fridge exactly to specs, go check out their refrigerators because they got them brand new and some scratch and dent. They have washers and dryers, all kinds of appliances at bstock.net. They're literally getting rid of them at cost right now. They want them out, out, out. They got to go. Then it may be a while before they get appliances again. It's not 100% exactly what they do, but a lot of these are Samsung and really good models, and they had a chance to bring them in, and they did, and now they want them out. Bstock.net, 14680 South Flaming Road. And the outdoor furniture tent sale continues at Amini's Galleria, 105th and Metcalf. I've known R.S. Amini and his family for over 25 years now. These are great people. It's a wonderful Kansas City business. They've been in business for, 50 years in Kansas City? They have the best products, whether it's a pool table, shuffleboard, pinball, golden tee, bar stools, bar tables, rugs, anything for your home furnishings. Well, right now it's their outdoor furniture, and they've got a tent sale going on this weekend. Lasts through the weekend. They have free financing for 5 years, 60 months, no interest. At Amini's, the best outdoor furniture in the history of outdoor furniture is a brand called O.W. Lee. They don't have a lot in stock, but they can order exactly what you want. They have hundreds of fabrics and colors and designs. We just last week bought and ordered new outdoor bar stools for our outdoor bar. It's going to be maybe 4 to 6 weeks before they're here. I can't wait. This stuff lasts a lifetime. O.W. Lee. They have other brands as well, and they have a lot of stuff in stock that you can take with you today. If you want to check that out, it's Amini's Outdoor Furniture Tent Sale, 105th and Metcalf in Overland Park. I love Riley Gaines. This isn't about Riley Gaines so much as it is about Riley Gaines' movement. I got to get her on this podcast. I mean, I just got to get her on the podcast. She's just awesome, and her mission is now gaining a lot of traction, and people are seeing this all over the place. We were talking about the Chiefs general manager saying things about Patrick Mahomes and his contract. How about the Detroit Lions general manager at his pre-draft news conference? He was asked about this issue, trans in sports. Brad Holmes is the GM. He's a black man, so they can't clobber him. They ain't coming after him for his stance, are they? Nope. What did Brad Holmes do? He stood right there at the podium and said, this is a no-brainer. Are you kidding me? I stand and support women and girls in sports, period. Oh, it was fantastic. Oh, my God, let's ask more people. Let's ask Patrick Mahomes. They asked Patrick Mahomes about the Ralph Jarl shooting this last week. What? Patrick Mahomes is doing a pre-draft newser, and they asked him about the shooting. They wanted him to say, that old man's a racist. Well, he said, listen, I wish the best for Ralph, and I certainly hope the justice system plays out properly here. Boy, Mahomes has to be careful. That's just something that's so far out of bounds to ask a pro quarterback so quickly after something happened, before any of the evidence or anything is in. It's totally unfair. But you know what is a fair question of Patrick Mahomes? They don't want to ask it. Patrick Mahomes has daughters, right? He has daughters. And his wife was an athlete, right? Soccer player? Uh-oh. You don't want to go asking Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid has daughters. You don't want to ask him. You want to ask Patrick Mahomes, should they allow biological males to play in women's and girls' sports? Somebody ask him. You'll ask him about an 84-year-old guy shooting a kid at the door that has nothing to do with sports, but you won't ask him about trans in sports? Somebody ask Patrick Mahomes, please. That's fair. By the way, that's a fair question. That's a fair question. And there's no wrong answer. There isn't. It's an opinion. There's no wrong answer. Now, he'd have a world of spit on his hands if he went out and said, I support trans. There'd be a whole lot of Chiefs fans and Bud Light drinkers that would not like that. So in that way, maybe it would be the wrong answer, but that's not a wrong answer. I don't think the people who support that, I disagree with them, but I don't think they should be like locked up or canceled or banished from society for having that opinion. I believe in free speech and opinion. That's okay. If you believe biological men should be swimming in the same pool as Riley Gaines, that's your belief. I don't think you and your life should be canceled. I don't think you should be locked up. I don't think you should be arrested. And I don't think you should really be scorned. Have your belief. I think it's stupid. I disagree with you completely. And we'll do everything I can to protect women and girls' sports. I'm all in. I wonder what the stance is of this women's sports thing here in Kansas City. Don't they have a special little agency thing here in Kansas City, WIN? The Women's Intersport Network or something? WIN, is that what it's called? I wonder what their official stance is. I got to do some work on this. Oh, Kevin's got to get busy on this. I love this GM of the Giants, man. I'm sorry, the Lions. Brad Holmes, he just stepped right up and said, are you kidding me? I stand with women and girls for the right to compete against each other. Awesome. Somebody please ask Patrick Mahomes. If Patrick Mahomes comes out and says he stands with women and girls to compete, and I could coach him in 2 minutes, I could coach him how to answer the question. I am also in favor of creating transgender sports leagues, because I believe everybody should be playing and participating in sports, and we should have special leagues or categories for transgenders. What's wrong with that? There's no bias to that at all. I'm open. I would love for biological males who are transgender to compete. They should have their own league, their own competitions. That would be incredible. I'd be all for that in any sport. But I do think women and girls should be competing against women and girls. Biologically. Boom. Please, somebody ask Patrick Mahomes. And for crying out loud, if you're his agent, somebody coach him to answer it that way so he doesn't piss off all the trans people. I don't see how you could be offended if you're trans. If I say, look, I'm in favor of you. Leah Thomas, I want you to swim professionally. I wish you could go make a living swimming in a trans league. Why can't the Olympics add trans categories? They can do anything they want. Any of these things can add trans categories. Am I the only person saying this? We all want to have this fight, but we don't want the solution. We have kids sports. We have senior sports. We have co-ed sports. We have male sports. We have female sports. We have Special Olympics for special needs people. Why can't we have trans sports? That's the easiest thing in the world. And it's over. And it's over. There's just so much simplicity to this podcast, isn't there? I hope all you do is come here for common sense. I mean, how common sense is that? Let's just have trans sports. I mentioned Cross Kitchens, didn't I, a couple minutes ago? They're awesome. That's it. Tim Cross is incredible. CrossKitchensKC.com. Many of you are calling him and remodeling, and sometimes it's just a countertop or flooring, but some of you are just busting it out and redoing a man cave or an entire kitchen. These folks do great work. He's on the job every day with his crew. CrossKitchensKC.com, 816-898-7047. Cross Kitchens is Kansas City's remodeler. MyPillow.com, thanks to all of you that when you're going to MyPillow.com, you're using the promo code KKHI. That's awesome. That's just incredible. Thank you so much. The MyPillow 2.0 is buy one, get one right now. And now they have a mattress topper 2.0. The MyPillow mattress topper 2.0 has that same cooling cover on it that the pillows have. So it is improved over the one that I had a few years ago, the mattress topper that I had. This is a phenomenal way to extend the life of your mattress without spending a bunch of money. Okay? These mattress toppers are $365 with the promo code KKHI. They're only $219. That is so easy. MyPillow 2.0 mattress toppers begin at $219 with the promo code KKHI at MyPillow.com or MyStore.com. And Advantage Termite and Pest Control, it's time to make the call to Advantage. Make the switch this year. It's time for your spring spraying. Let's do it. Residential or commercial, no job too big or too small. AdvantageTPC.com or 913-768-8989. They get a kick out of it when you call and say, yeah, I'm calling. Kevin said to switch. She says, everybody calls and goes, well, Kevin said if I switch, I'll be happy. You will be happy. I promise you'll be happy. You'll like these folks. You'll be doing business with great American patriots is what you'll be doing. That matters. 913-768-8989. Advantage Termite and Pest Control. Online at AdvantageTPC.com. All right, that was fun. We had a bunch of giggles there to start the podcast to send you off to the weekend and hopefully enjoy some great time with your family and friends. The bummer is we just had another week full of bad news with the Biden administration, and it is so easy to see all of the things that they've done illegally, deceptively, dishonestly. I mean, I started making a list. I'm like, this piece of paper isn't long enough. The two latest yesterday. Well, the big one is Biden officials orchestrate a letter just before the 2020 election to quash the Hunter Biden laptop. They had 51 officials sign this. We've now learned that Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, wrote the letter as a senior Biden official in the campaign and got these 51 signatures and basically made it sound like the Russians were behind the laptop. And then there's also a debate clip floating around out there where he turns to Trump and goes, this was the Russians. I got 50 former CIA officials from both parties saying, da, 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 this is the deep state coordinating together to get Biden the White House so Trump is out. So you have Joe Biden sitting there lying at a debate in like the third week of October 2020 before the election about this letter, and it's now been learned that it's completely fake. It was all a lie. It was all a false. That the Biden campaign orchestrated the letter and then went out and said they had nothing to do with it, that these really impressive people have learned that the Russians were behind all this and the laptop is fake. This was a complete and utter lie. Okay, they lied their way into the White House. Trump is on stage going, really? That's what you, Russia, 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 you're going to do that? You're trotting that out again? As your reason, he stood right there on the debate stage with him. But America didn't believe Trump. They didn't believe their president. They believed Joe Biden, right? So nothing ever happens to these people. The latest this week, these wind turbines they're putting in the ocean, of which I'm not sure the reason for it, other than they're trying to go green everywhere. Whales are washing up on the East Coast. They're washing up dead whales. We know that the wind turbines do damage to people who live nearby. They get severe headaches. They get disoriented. This is a proven deal. It's happening near Kansas City. There are places that have up north, there are all kinds of windmills, what do we call them, wind turbines, and people around them get disoriented and sick. They throw up, they get dizzy, you get headaches. These things go vroom, 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 constantly. Things vibrate, you hear the noise, it's disorienting. Whales are washing up. So they're getting disoriented in the ocean. They wash up and then they die. Now they're learning that it's sending fish to all kinds of places where they don't belong. That's not their habitat. So it's doing damage to the, but apparently we don't care about the ocean. We blew up a pipeline, right? Elon Musk blew up a rocket yesterday that landed in the ocean. Apparently we don't care that much about the ocean. Green has to do with fossil fuels now, not taking care of the environment, because we're just destroying the ocean. These are bad. Really bad for nature and for the ocean. Now we learn that the Biden administration and all these people on the left that have been in charge for a couple of years were warned of this The letters have been released. There are multiple organizations, scientists, not advocates, not people that were like trying to stop windmills, just the experts. The advice is, yeah, you better not do this. This is going to be bad. This is going to be bad on the fish. I don't think you should be putting these things in the water. It's not going to work. You'll get your wind and your energy, but it's going to be really bad. So they knew all about it and they went forward and they've been doing it for 2 years anyway. And now they're just killing everything. They're either migrating things to places where they don't belong so they die, or they're killing what's around the wind turbines. I mean, it's one thing after another. The border, they don't care. We catch them doing this. You know, we're sitting here talking to Mayorkas. We know what he's doing. He's breaking the law. We know that. We're spending money in a war illegally. Congress hasn't approved all this money. Congress didn't take a vote and approve all this money for Joe Biden to be spending in Ukraine. They're doing all this illegal stuff, and I just get so frustrated reading it and talking about it because nothing ever happens. The Republicans, for their part, are exposing this, but nobody's losing their job. Nobody's been locked up. Nobody's getting prosecuted. You got to give the Democrats credit. Somehow, some way, they find a way to get Donald Trump to walk into a courtroom. I mean, it took a completely rigged system in Manhattan to do it, but they found a way to get that done. We don't ever do that. We catch them red-handed on all this stuff, and then what? Then, you know, GOP's part of the deep state, and so we just let it go? We just wanted to expose you to help win an election, but you don't want to follow up on it? How many laws is Joe Biden breaking right now? Can you even imagine how many things are being broken? I can't. I can't count anymore. It's every day. It's an everyday occurrence. Oh, the Biden administration did this, and they either deceived you, lied to you, tricked you, or they broke a law in all of these things. They never tell the truth. Ever. Ever. But that's what happens when you're the party of lies. Basically, you're the party of everything's racist, America's racist. If you come into every issue from a non-factual stance of we're just going to exploit the needle in the haystack, we're going to find the needle in the haystack, and we're just going to exploit the living daylights out of this, you're forgetting the haystack is just filled with facts. That's what they do. So when you come at it with that, what do we always say? A lie begets a lie. If you lie once, you probably got a lie to cover it up. The cover up, the Hunter Biden thing is going to be, it should be. I mean, this makes Watergate look so unbelievably small and irrelevant. I mean, it's just totally remarkable. It's insane what's been going on, these people. They're just such a fraud. The GOP has previously announced that the first presidential debate for the Republican primary will be in Milwaukee. They're trying to get media attention in Wisconsin. This makes sense. Okay, I like that. Most independent or far left voters aren't even going to watch. You're getting a state, you're trying to get momentum for your candidate. So it made sense they announced Milwaukee. The second debate now is going to be at the Reagan Library in California. And I love the Reagan Library and love the history of it hosting these debates in Republican primaries. But I don't understand it. You don't need the media cover. You don't need the attention in California. You don't. You don't. This thing ought to be in Atlanta. You know, in the city. Like right there. Right in the zip code where all the fraud happened. Go there and have your debate. Get the attention. Get people watching and listening and hearing what you have to say. Go walk the streets a little bit when you're there. Something. I do love the Reagan Library. I'd like to go. I've not been there. I love it. It's a beautiful setting for debate. It's a tradition. I like tradition, but I don't get it. You know, what you're in, a major part of what a primary debate is about is the attention you get in that state from the media. It dominates a week's worth of coverage prior to the debate, the night of the debate, and for days after. So I just don't get it. Our final today is brought to you by North Kansas City Dental, online at nkcdental.com. We love Dr. Bill Bush. Amazing Garage Floors, online at amazinggaragefloors.net. John Hutchins is a veteran of the Air Force, and he'll give you an amazing garage floor. All you got to do is call 913-901-7139, amazinggaragefloors.net. And our friends at Colbert Hills, where they have the Sammy Family Stay and Play Lodges, 15% off this year at Colbert Hills. If you want to stay and play, upscale lodges right there at the golf course, email Joni at ColbertHills.com. That's J-O-N-I. or just log on to ColbertHills.com. Don't forget the promo code KKHI saves everyone in your entire party 15%. Off the stay, the golf, everything is a package. 15% off. That is big savings. Awesome getaway. Close to home. You want to take a golf trip? Colbert Hills is a great place to go. ColbertHills.com, 785-223-3021, or email Joni at ColbertHills.com. Our final final is a guy that must have had a lot of final finals in his day when he went out to the bar. A lot of people have their final drink, then they have their final final, right? So that's why we call this our final final. This is our last topic of this podcast. Christopher Stanford is a 50-year-old man in the Dallas area. He has just been convicted by a jury in Weatherford, Texas, to life in jail, life in prison. Christopher Stanford has previously been in jail four times before for the same offense. They kept letting him go in Texas. Weatherford, Texas, jury has decided, nope, he's not getting out again. Life in prison. I have never heard of this. Christopher Stanford, in the Dallas area, last year, got his ninth DUI. Nine. He got in a crash when he ran a red light. He hit another car. He attempted to headbutt the EMT. He'd already been in jail four times for his previous eight DUIs. And he testified in his case that he does not have a drinking problem. He's just very unlucky. Weatherford, Texas said, "We're locking you up and you're never getting out. You're going to kill somebody. Therefore, you're going to prison for life." That is justice. Nine DUIs? Wow. I've never heard of anything like that. I can't argue with that. Life in prison. Now, obviously, he's going to appeal in 5 years or whatever and try to get out again. And maybe he's obviously going to be sober in prison. Maybe he'll get over it. I don't know. That's awesome, Texas. Way to go. In a land where we're watching justice fade in so many places, that is incredible. How do you get nine DUIs? I mean, that just sounds absolutely impossible to me. That is our final final for the week. We appreciate you listening to the podcast this week at KKHI. We got the newsletter coming out on Saturday. If you'd like to join and get the newsletter every week, all you got to do is sign up as a patron at kkhasissues.com. Got a couple new patrons this week. We'd love to have you on board. We did three patron podcasts this week, including Between the Lines 2.0 with Danny Klingscale, which was a fun conversation about the draft and some other things. We did some movie talk there and some other things that you don't normally hear on the regular podcast. If you'd like to become a patron, we'd be honored to have you. It's only $5 a month. KKHasIssues.com. That's KKHasIssues.com. Log on to your laptop or your desktop. It's a little easier than doing it by phone. And we'd love to have you on board, and you will get the newsletter tomorrow. People seem to like the newsletter quite a bit. We love sharing it with you. It's completely different than the podcasts, and we get great feedback on the newsletter. So you do get bonus content, additional premium content, the patron podcasts, and you get the newsletter every weekend for just $5. Go to kkhasissues.com and get signed up. And have a great weekend. Thank you for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.